Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation based upon Genesis 32, verse 26. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me," by Richard Sibbes. One qualification of prayer, it must be with perseverance and importunity. God loves importunate suitors. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Will not God regard his children whom he loves more than the unrighteous judge? We are exhorted in Scripture not to keep silent and to give God no rest. As Jacob with the angel wrestled with God, do not leave him till you have a blessing. As the woman of Canaan, let us follow him still and refuse to take no for an answer. Oh, this is a blessed violence, beloved, when we can set upon God and will have no nay, but renew suit upon suit and desire upon desire, and never leave till our petition is answered. Can a hypocrite pray always? Sometimes he will pray, but if God does not answer him presently, he gives up. But God's children pray always until it is gotten. If there is good reason, if it is an excellent thing, a necessity, and amiable. When they see the excellency, the necessity, and that it is attainable, they need no more. They will never give up. He that is guided by the spirit of prayer will not give God rest, but pray till all his prayers are answered, even in heaven. Thus we ought eagerly and constantly to persevere in our desires in prayer till they be fully satisfied. Let us make conscience, I beseech you, of this duty more than we have done. Let us not give up in prayer for grace, strength against our corruptions, for his church, for the prosperity of the gospel, and for those things we have grounds for. Let us never give up till we see he has answered our desires. And when he has answered our desires, let us go on still to desire more, for this life is a life of desires. Full accomplishment will be in heaven. Then all our desires shall be accomplished, and all promises performed. We must be in a state of desires and prayers till we're in heaven.